suppose when you're doing media around the country, people think you automatically tip your own county all the time. And listen, I just had a wee sneak feeling for having seen the way we played, the way we finished the league, that I think there's a kind of freshness. We don't go. If you look at the two teams, I think Tyrone have been so entrenched in that robotic nature that they've played it. They've forgotten how to really attack teams and how to open up and play. And I think Declan Bonner's, as I say, since he's come in, has been a breath of fresh air. You know, Donegal have mixed it at times, going defensively and attacking, but by and large they've tried to attack. And I think the new wave of players that come in, they all want to get on the ball, they all want to make it happen. And as you've seen someone like Jamie Brennan, you know, how he's flourishing now, and the performance, I mean, first half, just unbelievable. I think if you look at the other side of Tyrone then, you know, Callum McShane, they started to go long to Callum McShane. This was a big revelation in Tyrone. But what about the rest of the players? Where's the skill factor? You know, and I think what's happened is the game changing now. For me, they're looking a bit out of date in how they play. And skillful players like the likes of Lee Brennan stepped away. I mean, McCurry stepped away last year, come back in this year. And you've seen how good, what a talent he was when he was allowed to be a forward, is where he played in the second half. So I think from a Donegal, from our perspective, you know, Declan Bonner, you have to say in his backroom team, hats off to him. You know, we had a dodgy enough league. I think we were lucky to get promoted at the end of it. You know, we were definitely the best team as we got to the end of the league. We were lucky with a few performances, but certainly we've come on to the championship now. And, you know, Tyrone, they beat us by 7 last year, 11 the previous time. So they really, you know, were on top of us. So that, this performance yesterday, and I think we can play better than us, actually, certainly in terms of unforced errors and a few other aspects of our game. But, you know, we were really completely on top of Tyrone yesterday, and I know we heard Mickey saying the heart sending off obviously wasn't a help. We were probably lucky. I mean, Patton was absolutely brilliant in nets, not to concede a goal, but certainly I don't think if Hart was on the pitch it would have made a difference. Donegal were a good 5-6 points better than Tyrone. They just eased up in the home stretch. We all try and play the game, and you know, I don't mind when I was a player, somebody hit you a hard slap. It was nearly like that. If you had a good shot, you'd nearly say, well, fair play to you. That's part of the game. That other kind of crack is going on. You know, it is something that's in certain teams, and we've seen it with the stamp on Owen Bann earlier in the year. We are mad too. There's bits and pieces that are in certain teams, and absolutely no place for it. And I hope he does get a proper ban. And, you know, what a seriously talented player. Why you would stoop to that type of carry on is beyond me, you know what I mean? So, you know, for a Tyrone team that, you know, chat before the game, Sean Kavanagh was on about Dublin, and we had to change our tactics to beat Dublin. They're a long way off Dublin now, let me tell you, with McCann missing as well. Tyrone might not make the Super 8s. We've seen them in Meath there last year. This is going to be a hard one for them to come back, get the wrong draw, they could be dumped out. Yeah, first class, what a great lad. And he was doubling up as a full-back as well. You know, and obviously we've seen at the start, you know, McShane was going to have the beating of McGee, you know, certainly going one in the ball. And that's no disrespect to McGee. I mean, McShane's flying, like, you know, one of the best forwards in Ulster coming into this game. And, you know, very lively, very physical. When McGrath was standing there, you're like, right, this could lead to baller. There's going to be a goal. So what did Patton do? Not only was his kick-outs brilliant and his awareness around the pitch, his saving, keeping a clean sheet, but he was doubling up then, coming out, and just him stepping into the pitch, because he's at least as big as McShane, was saying, you're going to kick this ball in, I'm going to break it away to McGrath. So absolutely fantastic, you know. And sometimes we keepers, you know, we don't maybe value enough of what they're doing in the game. And I've seen certain people not talk about them even in reports, and that it's hard to believe. Everybody's looking at the end ball or the end score, but Patton, I thought, first class and brilliant to see. And for a young man like him coming in, won in an Ulster last year, and you know, the sky's the limit for him. And you know, it's such a vital position now, like, we're blessed to have. You know, when Jimmy Brennan drops his shoulder and goes, that's it, you're in trouble. And as much as, you know, we talk about plugging up holes and gaps and that, like, a couple of points, once he dropped him past that throne, man, there was no one else there. It was very unthrown, like, a lot of that performance yesterday. I mean, they were absolutely, we could have hammered him a lot more, only we had a bad start the second half and we took our foot off, I guess. As I say, we could have won the game a lot more comfortably. It always was fairly comfortable after that first half. But Jamie Brennan, Livewire, they just couldn't contain him. I mean, I know in the second half he was even a bit quiet, but they sent on Rory Brennan, they man-marked him. Brennan fouled him the first two decent balls that he got, and we kicked 2 points from it. So still, that's a vital still part of the game, you know, as I say, because of that slow start the second half. And with McBurney coming back, still obviously not himself, came in the game late on, which is obviously a sign of a guy that has had that terrible injury, and he's coming back bit by bit. So with McBurney not on full song, Brennan was a man that had to be on side when Michael's going on and out. Michael had to be out the pitch to do his leadership. So that performance of Brennan was key and fantastic to see. Another huge plus point for Donegal in the Ulster final. Yeah, you're right. I'm exact same, Berg. As a Donegal man, I hate actually even picking out certain players because there was such performances given by the lads and such a commitment. There just seems like a good vibe with Donegal. And that's what I'm saying. They're always a bit of a been a cloud I hanging over Tyrone this long time, and they've got such a conveyor belt of talent, but they never looked like they were enjoying the football. And I think that's what's leading into part of what's going on in the game. They're so entrenched in what they have to do. Instead of saying, right, play the system, but when you get the ball, you be in charge, and that's what Donegal have. And surely Owen Bann's pace, unbelievable. When someone set up Brennan's goal, sheer and run, nobody could get near him. And you think of the one in the second half down the right hand side where he picked up the ball almost on the sideline, two throwing boys came at him and he just marched through the two of them. I couldn't even believe that he went for it. You know, such a dangerous thing to do. He just says, right, I'm taking this ball, I'm going through you, and that's it. And Ryan McHugh, of course, always, he comes good in the big games. That's the thing about Ryan, you know, he's at his best in those real high pressure games, nipping in the round, setting up attacks for Donegal and working the socks off. And they say two top performances from them two guys. And Donegal getting back into Division 1 wasn't really, it didn't matter if they won it or not, let's be honest. You know, they'll take this crown. I think it was more just in the last day to finish on a high with Meath. But yeah, I mean, you throw up stats about different teams now. I mean, it wasn't their fault last year that they played, you know, Cavan Down and then Fermanagh. You know, different people throwing that up at them. I think last year they were playing really well. Would they have beat them on in the Tyrone? It's hard to know. Tyrone certainly had too much of them. And I just wonder, after the whole season, like, it definitely wasn't the real Donegal in the last 20 minutes in Balbafay last year when we crashed out. You know, there was some great football. You know, it was a very defensive game last year, but we played fairly well up in that. So I just see a lot of different things happening this year, and I'm sure it's great for Declan Bonner and his management team to be sitting in Clonus today and have an eagle eye on who they're playing in the final. Donegal definitely going to go and date favourites, and what I like about them is, and we've seen me Bonner is, they'll tactically be aware of who they're playing, you know, they protect themselves at the back, but when we get the ball, my God, we have some amount of pace and ability, and whoever's going to come in and play us in the final, I think, who do you try and tie down? That's the thing. We often have marksmen on the other side of the pitch. I think Donegal of 6, 7, 8 players can do serious damage every time you get the ball, which is very exciting for us Donegal fans as the summer goes on. I had a hunch for Armagh since I was up actually when they played Down that day, and I think they've got a fairly strong squad. I see that Cavan are kind of favourites. I seen with someone going into the game. I thought Armagh would have been. Listen, I suppose Donaghy's out, and you talk about cynicism, and you know that foul. We've seen Armagh at that for years. You know, unfortunately, I've been up too close and personal with it. You know, this will carry on. So I'm glad he got that ban. You know, that's the kind of thing needs to happen. You know, obviously Burns absolutely flying. You know, Campbell, Mearn, you know, Clark. They have a serious talent there, big Rian O'Neill as well. I just think they have more scoring power than Cavan. I think they let Cavan back into it last week. They're sitting in leads, which is always dangerous. We did it yesterday, but we had a big enough lead to sit on it. They were trying to do it in 3 points. So I still think they'll come out, and they'll come all guns blazing. I think at Donegal, I think we'd rather play Cavan, but I'm sure Declan Bonner won't be saying that. He'll be happy enough whoever he gets.